Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Thanksgiving. 1 in 3 Americans will host it this year, so a third of us. And it's going to cost on average about $300, $310 between food and maybe plates and decor. And that's like the average. Some are going to be way less. Some are going to be way, way more. But let's say $300. They said it's about $31 per guest when you break down the cost there. That's how much it costs each person. It sounds like we're going to a wedding all of a sudden for that. And 3 in 10 hosts say that hosting actually puts a financial strain on them, and about 27% say that they had to use a credit card or a loan. I don't know who's taking out a loan, but maybe they had to borrow the money to cover the cost. Now, despite this, 64% of people, so about 6 out of 10, say that they won't receive any offers from guests to help chip in. So I know it might seem a little cheesy. At least that's the reaction I was getting from everybody when I kind of brought this up. But to be fair, it does cost a lot to entertain for the holidays. And obviously, if you want to, maybe you know that cost comes with entertaining. But maybe you're the person that has to step up in your situation. I don't know if that makes it different. But do you guys think, as a guest visiting somebody, if you're not hosting, I don't think I ever have, but should you chip in?
I think the thing to do is, what can I help out with? What can I bring? So maybe you bring the booze, maybe you bring wine, maybe you bring the sides, maybe you do the dessert. I just think asking for money is tacky.
So if, for example, I was doing Thanksgiving and you were coming, Mackenzie, with Lulu, your daughter.
Right.
I was like, hey, can you just Venmo me like $50? That would be cheesy.
See, I think that's tacky.
Okay.
Rather, would like, hey, you know, everybody's, maybe somebody's doing sides, somebody's doing dessert, someone's bringing booze, you know, and I would bring the equivalent even more so in booze or wine.
You but, really like booze?
Well, that's expensive is what I'm saying.
No,
that's
no,
probably
I get
of
that.
All the things that'd be the most expensive. So yeah. I would help out in that. But I just think asking people to Venmo you, and you, here's the thing, if you invited them, that's on you and you're the host.
Okay. And I don't think you're totally wrong with that, but I don't know. I feel like things are changed. Back in the day, I think it would have been absurd. Like, excuse me, you think like asking for money, that's just tacky. But nowadays, like, is that kind of the new norm? Like, what do you do in your family when this happens? 833-563-2539. Chops, what do you think?
I feel like my presence is payment enough.
Okay. Ooh, sometimes I regret Chops. Going to you.
No, I mean, I've never been asked to like give someone money to go over for Thanksgiving. And if I was asked, you know what I'd probably say? I'd probably be like, oh, you know what? I think I have to work at the steakhouse that day or something.
You wouldn't go if somebody asked you?
No.
Even though you're eating all that food, which would cost money anyways?
I mean, I don't think you should be hosting Thanksgiving if you can't afford it.
Well, I think, too, for some families, though, I think sometimes they just need the person that has like the biggest open space, or they need to. They might not want to, but they're kind of like
by default
pressured into it, or they like have to.
Okay. 833-563-2539. I really want to see if people actually are doing this now, or if it's kind of like Mackenzie said, just bring an item.
Yeah, I would just bring an item. I can see, though, like younger people, like a younger generation, like doing a Friendsgiving and then asking for that.
Yeah.
However, I still think that's tacky, but I'm just saying I could see that happening more.
Yeah, so like if I have, my friend had a Friendsgiving like 2 years ago when we were all in college, and she was like, hey, I'm just going to buy all of the things and make it because my kitchen is obviously the biggest. I just asked you guys to chip in like $10 for all the wine. And like we were in college. It was like very like low-key, relaxed. Like we like don't care about hosting etiquette. It was like our best friends. We're like, yeah, like we'll help you out, girl.
All right, cool.
That's different though.
833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Is it time? Oh boy. Bit my tongue. Hold on a second. I need a Band-Aid.
Oh, you just bit your tongue?
Oh, God, it hurts. Yeah. Is it tacky to ask for some help with the turkey? That's what I was trying to say. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and they're saying now that it costs about $31 per person for the Thanksgiving meal. It's like planning out a wedding around here. Is it tacky to ask for people to maybe chip in a little bit to the host financially? Mackenzie says that for like money, yeah, but like saying, hey, can you bring a side? Or Mackenzie, can you bring the beer or the wine? That's not tacky.
Right. I would just, yeah, just chip in and bring something to contribute. I always bring like, of course, like a little host or hostess gift.
Yeah, that's dope. I like that. Let's go to Natalie this morning. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I want to say asking for something to be brought to the party is not tacky at all. And I personally think that if you're invited to a party or a gathering, you should still bring something there as a appreciation or courtesy type thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my famous baked ziti. I'm bringing that to my boyfriend's mom's house.
Ooh, your famous baked ziti.
Not to hate, what made it famous? Like Guinness or how did it qualify as famous?
You know, it's just the New Jersey Italian recipe.
Made with love.
Yeah.
And cat litter. No, it's kidding.
Let's go to the secret ingredient.
Emily. Gosh, there's a frog in my throat. Sorry. Emily, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I am actually hosting Thanksgiving this year for the first time. We just bought a new house and we have the most space, kind of what you guys were talking about earlier. And I requested, I mean, between $5 and $10 from my family. I mean, I'm going to be hosting for almost 40 people. It's going to be like 36 people that are going to be in my house. And I don't typically cook for that many people. So I requested money. I don't expect everybody to give money. But we usually would try to do a pitch-in, and I live out a little farther away. One year we did a pitch-in, and somebody showed up 3 hours late, so I just figured it was probably easiest for me to cook everything myself ahead of time.
Is the person was late, did they have, like, the key thing for the
turkey?
Meal?
Like, yeah, no. With green beans.
Ah, the green beans!
You can't have Thanksgiving without green beans.
Dang it!
Wow.
So, it's just, I feel like expecting everybody to actually remember to bring what they're supposed to, if you do a pitch-in, isn't always the most ideal situation. So I'm just cooking everything this year on my own. I'm paying for it all up front, obviously. And then if people chip in, they chip in. If not, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it would be nice if they did.
I take the hint that nobody knows thinks I can cook because I'm always in charge of the salad. So that's all. Or I can bake. I cannot cook to save my life.
Emily, you should set out a tip jar and see if you get anything.
Tips, yeah.
If I find
right, just put it right in the middle of the island. We'll see what happens.
And if I find a hair in my food, I want my money back.
Well, then I guess I'll have to wear my beard little cover thing. Emily, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Alex real quick. Alex, what did you want to say?
I would have to say if you're doing like a pitch-in or a Friendsgiving, asking them to bring a side or a dessert or whatnot is great. I know, like, today, specifically, since everybody's going out of town next week for Thanksgiving, my work's actually doing a Friendsgiving, so.
See, I like that idea, Alex, and thank you for the call, but I don't trust Mackenzie to get a liver pork chop. Like, I don't want to eat anything they're bringing into work unless it's Mackenzie with liquor. Or a can
hey,
of beer.
I bring good stuff.
Okay, that's why you're on salad duty. We'll wrap it up with Camilla this morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think about this whole Thanksgiving? Who needs to pay? Do you need to make an offer? What do you think?
Well, I do think that it would be great. Personally, I offer, even if no one asks. But my grandma usually just says, hey, bring whatever you like to cook. I personally think that is risky. She doesn't. So, at that point, this year, she's retired and everything, but her house is too small for our whole family. So she actually rented the only venue we could find, and it was $500. And it's not really good for a retired old lady salary. So she just came up with this idea to ask us for $20. If we can, that's great. If not, fine. But it would be great to help her.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that makes sense if you're renting a whole venue, I think. I just meant, like, if my mom was like, see you Thursday, bring $20. I'd be like, huh?
Yeah,
it's funny. You know what I mean? Mackenzie's mom, Kiki's got like a bouncer at the door. Like, do I have to pay the cover?
And yep. My mom would never. She's so into etiquette. I mean, she could teach like cotillion.
Well, I'll talk to Kiki. She might change her etiquette rule once she sees the profit we can make.
Oh, she would do a number. She'd have to have months with you, Joe.
All right. Well, hey, if she's available, let's connect. Hey, thank you for chiming in. Take it to Twitter if you have any thoughts on this. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Dummy of the Day is coming up next. And this couple caught doing something at an open house. No, it was not me and my wife, Lindsay. We'll talk about that next.